Tenderly the shepherd over the mountain stroll, go to bring back that last sheep back to the fold. Skyline Radio Watcher 94.2. Go on, blaze it up, Papa. Blaze it up.
All right, you're listening to Tomcat on Skyline 94.2 FM. I'm here in East London with a man like Desi D. Desi D, say hello to the listeners in Wolverhampton.
Good evening to everyone, or good morning. I don't know what time it's going to be, you know, but good day and good evening and greetings.
Yeah. So, Desi, I just wanted to talk to you about your music, because there's a lot of music you produced over the time. And for the people in the Midlands that might not have access to your recordings, like, one of the first albums you produced was probably in 1990, wasn't it, called Roots Man Styly. Can you tell me how that album came about?
Yeah, first of all, that it was actually produced, it was actually released in the year 2000, you know.
Oh, okay.
The year 2000 it was released, and that came about with spontaneity, you know. It wasn't anything, it was just a spontaneous thing which I put together within about 6 months or so. I put that together and decided to just unleash it, you know, let it go upon the people them, you know, so to speak. Yeah,
it's a nice little album. It's a focused album. I believe you did it right down to the artwork yourself.
Yes, that was the artwork is something which it's a very controversial thing.
I told you before, I like the artwork.
Well, you know, I wanted to do something which was unusual, and I sure did. You know, it was sure unusual, because you've never seen anything like it in your life, and you never will.
One of the things I noticed about the Vibes House production is that it's got a kind of unique feel about it. So, like, if I listen to studios like Black Ark or Channel One or Studio One, it's the same kind of feel. Like, you have it's a unique feel. You have your own production plan. Can you tell me how you go through building a tune, and that's how you get your how you get your unique feel?
Well, I think this feel business is all to do with my upbringing, you know.
Okay.
My father, who incidentally was from a place called Maroon Town in St. James in Jamaica, he was a sound man. He had a sound system called Count Joshua Sound System, which was based in Bedfordshire. And I was exposed to music, blue beat and such like, from when I was born in the early 60s, coming right up through the phases of music, you know. I was, my father used to play in house parties all over London and the southeast. And when I was about 10, he used to have parties in the house. So all them type of thing helped to shape your musical tastes, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really what really, I think, that's part of my influence. And then growing up, then going into the church, which is where I learned to play all the bass, rhythm and lead guitar in Pentecostal church.
Did you?
Right, yeah. And then leaving the church and then going into sound business. Well, we built our own sound system in Bedfordshire in the 70s.
What was that sound called?
The sound was called Sir Derek Hi-Fi. Uh-huh. The reason why we call it Sir Derek was it was about eight of us in the sound. Name was Derek. Derek Edwards, Derek Smith, Derek Spaulding, Derek Foster. There was a whole heap of Derek's in the sound, so we decided to call it Sir Derek.
That's a good name for it.
Yeah, and not only that was in the 70s, yeah, 76 to about 79.
Right.
And then we were always listening to all the top sounds, Sir Coxon, Josh Shaka, Sufferer, Smilax. Oh, some holy person we used to listen to. Quaker City from this area.
Birmingham.
Right. Mafia Tone.
Yeah.
Right. All them sounds. We used to listen to our sounds. So that's where we really get our musical feel and taste and everything, you know? Yeah, that's how it really came about.
And in your music, one of the things I notice is that the lyrics that you have, you keep that kind of, I suppose, the vibes and the message of those kind of maybe cultural tunes that you listened to back in the day on those sounds, and you, there aren't that many people nowadays that are keeping true to that and doing conscious sound, conscious lyrics.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
And you're one of the few people to do it, I think.
Yes. Well, as far as I'm concerned, right, music is always supposed to have a positive message.
Yeah.
It's also always, at all time, anything you're saying in music, in the media of music, right, because we know that music is a very, very powerful force, you know, and anything you're saying is supposed to be something positive to inspire people positively, right? Anyone who is making music and cursing bad words on the music and talking negativity, that's a no-no as far as I'm concerned, you know. Music is supposed to be positive and give an upliftment, a word of encouragement or a correction to correct the, to correct bad behavior, you know.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, I kind of come from the same kind of standpoint, but like you can hear that in one of your I think your latest release, which people can still buy from shops like Dub Vendor and Blacker Mix.
Yeah.
Postcode War.
Yeah.
Can you just talk us through what Postcode War is about?
Well, as we know, we've seen it on the news, on the television. We have seen where our young people are killing each other. We have seen it. We see it over and over again. Even in the Midlands here. I remember there was two young ladies. Who was it?
That's right. In Birmingham.
Murdered by a machine gun. Now you tell me, what is a young man doing? A young man who is supposed to be enjoying himself and going around and chasing the girls and having fun. What is he doing with a machine gun? That is my question. So the reason why I made this tune about the Postcode War is just my little contribution to say, come on, young people, young man, young woman, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop murdering yourselves on the street, you know? I feel strongly about it because I have children, I have son. My eldest son is 27, and I wouldn't like to know that he's out there with machine gun. I blow down other people, kids, children. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, as you can hear, I feel very emotional about the subject because it's not what it's all about. We're not supposed to be killing each other. We're supposed to be spreading love and unity.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So this is really what we want to try and convey to the listening public.
You're listening to Tomcat on Skyline 94.2 with Desi D in the studio. Right about now, we're going to take a listen to that tune. This one's called Postcode War by the artist Desi D, straight from the Vibes House studio.
So you wanna use gun and knife? Well, why you not join the army? I'm going to Afghanistan and Pakistan. I'm going to fight against the Taliban. Let me see how tough you really are.
We no want no more killing out the street. Up we mighty race, yeah. We no want no more bloodshed all over the place, no. We no want no more killing out the street. It's a damn disgrace,
it's a damn disgrace.
We no want no more bloodshed all over the place. We have to call up on the name of Jehovah. Ooh. Cause we want to be talk to them a youth, yeah. We have to call upon the name of Jehovah. We want to talk to the mind of them, a youth, yeah. So you wanna kill your brother because he's from a different postcode. Why don't you take yourself off the street and find something constructive to do? See, when you fight against your brother, you know that you are fighting against yourself. Self-destruction is disrespect. Don't disrespect your black race. We have to call upon the name of Jehovah. Want to talk to the mind of them, yeah, youth, yeah. Call upon the name of Jehovah.
it back to them, my youth, yeah. They might kill one another on the street because they're from a different postcode. No, oh, them man, they get so wicked and bad. They must have lost them soul. They are killing one another every day, fighting over drugs and money. Put a little love in your heart. Yeah. We have to call upon the name of Jehovah. Cause we want him to talk to them, a youth, yeah. We have to call upon the name of Jehovah. Ooh. Because we want to be taught to them, my youth, yeah. Ooh. Put a little love in your heart. Yeah. Put a little love in your heart.
You're tuned to Tomcat on Skyline 94.2 FM. I'm in the studio interviewing Desi D from the Vibes House studio in London. Kind of moving on from that is you being an independent artist, and yeah. Obviously a lot of, you know, times are hard at the moment, and, you know, I work, you work.
Yeah.
And what would you say to people in Wolverhampton, young people that are trying to make their way in music? What words of advice would you give to them?
Well, what they have to do, they have to do a demo tape.
Okay.
So, because I mean, you have to do a demo and let people hear your potential.
Yes.
You know, even if I'm looking for a couple of young people to produce myself.
All right.
I want to put an advert out in the near future. I want a couple of young youth man who's really interested in roots music and reggae, or because most of the young people nowadays, they're only interested in hip-hop and rap music.
Okay.
You know,
isn't promoting the positivity.
Yeah, we want some youth man who are interested in roots reggae to continue the vibes, you know, because the music helped us when we was growing up. Because when we was growing up, music used to preach about love and unity and peace, and you never used to have no music at all about you're gonna shank them and kill them and underwoman dress and that. No, we don't like them thing, them man. We like decency, you know what I mean? Nice and decent. That's what we are. That's how we were brought up to be, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right then. So. Probably have to give a big up to Technical T, who's in the background at the control tower. Technical T.
Technical.
What role does Technical T play in the Vibes House operation?
Right, well, listen, Technical T, as you can see, he's very modest, you know what I'm saying? But he is what his name is. He's a very technical-minded when it comes to the engineering of music.
Okay.
He knows it, you know what I mean?
He's the wizard.
He is the Wizard of Oz, man.
The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Tea.
He's the Wizard of Oz. You know? Yeah.
All right then, Desi. We're just going to ask you one more question about what can we expect to hear from you or see from you in the next 12 to 18 months? What are your plans?
Well, my plan is to continue with putting out the music. Namely, I've got an album working on which I'm on the last two or three tracks now, as you can hear in the background.
Yeah.
This is a remake of a track which we're going to voice in the very near future. But yeah, we intend to put out an album.
That's good. So that'll be your second album.
Yeah, only my second, you know.
But all good things in good time, that's...
Yes,
that's a,
yes,
that's
yes,
a feeling
yes,
I get
yes,
you, like, give, yeah. Everything in due season.
It's true, man, you know what I mean, because we don't, some people flood the market with holy pa thing, and, you know what I mean, it's not quantity, it's quality, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not saying that, you know, we just have to do our best, you know, that's what we have to do, and that's what I'm doing, with the help of the Almighty God, you know.
Yes, Desi.
Yeah, man.
Well, big respect for coming on to the radio show on Skyline 94.2 in Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
Desi, respect. Good to have you along, man.
Yes, blessed every time, Tomcat, man.
Enough respect.
Thanks. Right. Thanks for inviting me on here, you know.
No, thank you for coming.
Yeah, man. Bless up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned to the best 94.2 FM.
Lock us in. Tear off the knob.
You've been listening to Tomcat in the studio at Vibe Sales with Desi D. We're going to take Desi D's latest forthcoming track now. This one's called Badness in the Streets. Look out for it on the street in the next few weeks.
Said you should not kill, then why you turn murderer? Why you turn murderer? Look it up. Every time that I watch the television, every time that I listen to the news, somebody get murdered, their life can't go no further. Every time that we watch the television, every time that we listen to the news, there's been another victim of this evil system. But there must be something we can do. There must be something we can do to change their mind from this war and crime, to find a solution for the next generation. Because them gone mad out of street, mad out of street. Them a turn murderer, some of them a turn murderer. The Bible said you should not kill. Should not kill, then why you turn murderer? Why you turn murderer?
I had a vision last night, and in my vision I dreamt I saw 1,000 youth throw away their gun and decided to turn from war and crime. And in my vision I saw the youth them decided to live good and try together in love and unity. What a vision it was in my dream.
Every time that I watch the television, every time that we listen to the news, somebody get murdered, them life can't go no further. Every time that we watch the television, every time that we listen to the news, there's been another victim of this corrupt system. Them gone mad out of street, mad out of street. Them a turn murderer, lots of them a turn murderer. The Bible said you should not kill, you should not.
That's the sound of Desi D. That one called Mad Outta Street. Check it in your local record store in the next couple of weeks. It's Skyline on Tomcat 94.2 FM. Special show featuring Desi D at the Vibes House Studio tonight.